The AccuWeather forecast, it'll be cloudy and breezy with mixed precipitation likely today. We'll have a high in the low 40s. An official for home improvement retailer Menards telling the Times Reporter newspaper in New Philadelphia, Ohio, that a store that was slated for that city in 2017 is going to be delayed about a year because of national politics. Jesse O'Mara says in the article, "We are a family-owned business, and with the Obama administration scaring the dickens out of all family businesses in the USA at present, and with no certainty if the next administration will be any better, we have decided not to risk expansion until things are more settled." New Philadelphia, Ohio Mayor Joel Daley telling the paper, "It's hard to imagine how the uncertainty of the presidential election could affect the decision to build a store, but in the corporate world, such things do play a role." Democratic Wisconsin U.S. Senate candidate Russ Feingold's campaign has raised nearly $3.4 million in the first quarter of the year in that race against Republican Senator Ron Johnson. This in advance of the April 15th filing deadline. The Feingold fundraising report for January through March shows the amount compares to the nearly $2.7 million raised in the previous quarter. Last-minute news about back taxes led to procedural debates on the request of Ken Brown for a conditional use permit to create some residential space at the back of his downtown business at 334 Main Street. But eventually, he got approval, minus what he still owes. Deputy City Attorney Nicole Larson said that the Plan Commission's approval last week came without recent knowledge of 4 years' worth of personal property taxes owed by the applicant.
After looking at that and looking at eye-openers and Mr. Brown's application, it was sufficient in my mind to raise the question as to whether the payment of the taxes should be added as a separate condition. Now, there is a condition listed here that says the outstanding matters with the City Attorney's Office and with the Municipal Court shall be resolved. But I'm not clear that that matter, that condition, encompasses the outstanding personal property taxes.
Alderman Sandy Widener feeling a little uncomfortable with the discussion.
And I understand that it was a response to a question that was asked, but I am not comfortable with the notion of somebody's personal business being talked to on the floor, like just what happened to Mr. Brown. I think we should be very careful here in these kind of discussions. I don't know what to say about this. This was just wrong.
The council voted to send the commission's recommendation of support back to that group, and then a resolution on the same issue later was rejected for referral, keeping it on the consent agenda, which was approved, and that gave Brown his permit, but it left the back taxes for legal action or payment. A 16-year-old Kenosha Tremper High School transgender student will be allowed to run for prom king. Ash Whitaker began his high school career as a girl named Savannah, now identifies as a boy, was told by the Kenosha Unified School District he would only be allowed to run for prom queen. There was a student-led protest, an online petition, more than 5,100 signatures. Now the district has changed its position, noting that any student meeting the requirements to run for prom court can be on the ballot under the gender in which they identify. And the administrator of the Lincoln Hill School for Boys is quitting the job at the end of this month for family reasons after having just started 3 months ago. The resignation of Wayne Olson going to lead to Deputy Superintendent Wendy Peterson taking over. Union representatives say that they don't want Peterson in there. Employees have signed a petition seeking to block that. Racine's Common Council last night hearing from one resident of the northeast side about the violence in his neighborhood, including the recent murder of a delivery driver near his home and almost a plea for help. All Dexter Hamilton inquiring about a COP house, maybe around-the-clock attention from police, including surveillance. Said it would have helped to have found already whoever recently killed that delivery driver.
I feel that if there was some type of surveillance cameras on that apartment complex across the street from my property, there would have been some type of visual identification of who these perpetrators were. And as I stated, I am a concerned citizen, and this did happen less than 25 feet from my front door. And I'm just asking the participation of the mayor and the Common Council what you can do to help us.
Said Hamilton, "We are at distress on the North Shore." The Kenosha Fire Department's investigative unit has two suspicious fires on its hands in the same location but on different days. Crews were sent yesterday morning to Airflow Technology at 4810 70th Avenue for a fire in the warehouse which produced a significant amount of smoke and it led to dozens of employees evacuating. One firefighter received hospital treatment for a minor injury and then was released. Back on March 21st, another fire, also involving manufacturing materials in the warehouse again, led to a similar response. That included mutual aid from neighboring communities and the venting of a lot of smoke. Well, for all of his contributions toward promoting the many positives in the community, today is Mark Eichhorst Day in Racine County, proclaimed by County Executive Jonathan Delagrave on WRJN's Community Conversations.
We're very honored that you're part of Racine, and thank you very much.
It's never been about one individual. It's about this great community that the good Lord has blessed me and all of you with to live, work, and play in. And it's about a community that hopefully through the efforts of this radio station, AM 1400 WRJN, our residents take pride in, and when other people hear about our community, they will want to visit and, yes, even move here.
Mr. Racine, as he's known, receiving his official proclamation during this morning's radio show, applauded by host Glenn Klein. Well, despite having been passed into law some 5 years ago, there's apparently still a lot of confusion surrounding Wisconsin's voter ID law, based on how things went in Tuesday's election, at least according to Andrea Kaminsky with the League of Women Voters. She says the state ought to make a full court press to raise public awareness about this requirement before November.
Some people say, well, come on, everybody's heard about voter ID. That may be true, but there's still a lot of, even among well-informed people, there's still a lot of confusion. It's not something people think about all the time.
Kaminsky says questions about IDs were at least partially responsible for some of the long lines reported at several polling places this week. The town of Paris and the village of Summers are holding a joint public hearing tonight. It's on a proposed intergovernmental cooperation agreement that's aimed at controlling and encouraging economic development along I-94 and the borders between the two municipalities. That hearing is at 7 p.m. in the Kenosha County Center at the intersection of Highways 50 and 45, chosen in anticipation of a potentially large crowd of people. The proposed intergovernmental cooperation agreement, as it's called, would set up a planning process, management structure, marketing plan, and revenue sharing plan, all to encourage sound economic development of that I-94 corridor neighborhood plan. The name Merle Haggard is legendary in country music. Today, his passing is being remembered, including by Record Research chart historian Joel Whitburn, who lives in Menominee Falls. He says Merle Haggard was selling a whole lot of records way back in the day.
He's ahead of people like Dolly Parton and Willie Nelson and Buck Owens, Marty Robbins, Alan Jackson, Waylon Jennings, Ray Price. I mean, he's ahead of all those guys.
Merle Haggard died yesterday. It was his 79th birthday. And the Henry Vilas Zoo in Madison's unveiled a new exhibit that features a couple of badgers, the mascot, of course, of Wisconsin, and at UW-Madison's campus. No naming contest on this one, though. The two badgers are named Decker and Kaminsky, after former basketball stars Sam Decker and Frank Kaminsky, part of the Wisconsin Heritage exhibit that will officially open up this fall. Village leadership in Caledonia has decided to keep Administrator Tom Christensen on the job, giving him a positive performance review after his first year removed from having run the county's Emergency Communication Center and 33 years before that with the Racine Police Department. With that positive review comes a 2% salary increase to $93,840, that 2% in line with a policy recently adopted for non-unionized employees. Well, after being closed much of the winter, the walking path at the Kemper Center on Kenosha's lakefront is back open again after some repairs were made, the path and the shoreline suffering damage during a couple of strong winter storms.
Highway Department assisted the Parks Department getting all that debris cleaned up, the riprap that was washed away, getting what we could find back in, and temporary path repair.
County Board Supervisor Dennis Elverman telling his colleagues last night an engineering study is now underway to see if there might be something that can be done to minimize any future damage.
Every 10 years or every 5 years, you're going to get a storm like that. So we are going to try to come up with a plan with properly vetted contractors that can come up with possibly a solution that saves that shoreline.
Elverman not indicating any time frame, however, for when that study might be completed. An alert citizen in Madison snapped a picture of a suspicious vehicle in the neighborhood, and it led to the arrest of a 52-year-old man in connection with a series of package delivery thefts, evidence found inside the man's home and his recycling bin, according to a news release. The investigation was started in late January, the picture leading to investigators finding the parked vehicle outside the suspect's home in Madison. Voters across the state, they demonstrated strong support Tuesday for local public schools, approving dozens of referendums to fund quality education and provide improved facilities. Department of Public Instruction says 55 out of 71 referendums were approved. One that was not in Waterford for $12 million. It was one of the 16 defeated. U.S. Labor Department says 267,000 Americans filed initial claims for unemployment benefits last week, 9,000 fewer than the previous week's revised figure. It's also 57 straight weeks of claims below 300,000. That is the longest stretch since 1973. A couple of development-related issues approved last night by the Sturtevant Village Board at their regular meeting. Here's WRJN's Janet Hoff with details.
The board voted to make an offer to purchase about 12 acres of land currently owned by Racine County through a foreclosure action. The land, commonly referred to as the Cobble Court Commercial Properties, is across the highway from the Farm and Fleet store. The village must designate the property as blighted as part of the process of obtaining the land, which will require a public hearing at a future date. The board, along with the Community Development Authority, also approved a $125,000 grant to BRP, which is moving its aftermarket training center to its facility in the Renaissance Business Park. Under the agreement, BRP will be required to maintain 500 jobs at the facility and add 20 additional employees, plus bring in 500 visitors to the training facility over the next 3 years. Both proposals were approved unanimously. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRGN News.
Another rollover in Wisconsin's very own Megabucks lottery game. Nobody getting all the numbers last night. The jackpot for Saturday night, $3.1 million. Powerball's grown again. It'll be $168 million Saturday night. State Department of Transportation says last month 116 traffic deaths were documented, 11 pedestrians, 3 bicyclists, 2 motorcycle operators among them, 16 more than the same period last year, 18 above the 5-year average. And the Illinois State Senate has advanced a bill that would raise the legal smoking age in that state from 18 to 21. Our AccuWeather forecast coming up. I'm Tom Karkel, WRJN News.